You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let's do a little news for nerds since it's Friday. Today is National Space Day. Ooh. Say it like you do with your
Space Day.
I love it when you do.
Elon Musk is hosting SNL this weekend.
How about that?
How about that?
They say with his hosting of it, it could play a big part in the value of certain cryptocurrency because he has been a big advocate.
Yeah.
And so they're wondering if his performance will actually determine whether some of these cryptocurrencies rise or fall in value.
So Doge went up yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, it's just fascinating.
It's so weird.
Well, it's up like 12,000% this year,
insane.
I think. 12,500%.
Yes.
Silly. Anyway, but on National Space Day, you mentioned Elon Musk. His Mars rocket prototype had a very successful landing on Wednesday. Nice soft landing, they say.
Watched it, yeah, it's nice.
Over to Mars, the fifth Mars helicopter flight is scheduled for later today. And this one's a little bit different because so far, like the very first time, it just went up a few feet, 10, 12 feet, came back down and landed. Since then, it's gone up, it's moved around, and then come back to its original spot and landed.
Cool.
This time, it's going to take off, it's going to fly, and it's going to go scout out some other locations, and it will not come back to its landing spot.
All right.
So, I think that's pretty cool. The really big space news, though, is that you need to go out and buy yourself a helmet of some sort. Because there is a rocket launched by the Chinese a few days ago. They're using it to build their own space station.
Space station.
They don't want to share. They're doing their own Chinese space station. This will require multiple launches of this gigantic rocket. And now we need to worry because this gigantic rocket is going to tumble out of control back to Earth.
Yeah, they were trying to track it the past couple days. Have they locked onto where it's going to land now?
No, they can't. And I'll tell you why here in just a second. But the point is, they are being accused of being very irresponsible with this because they've already had a rocket in the last few months or whatever that came down out of control. Mm. And this thing is more than 20 tons. Man. So sure, a lot of it will burn up in the atmosphere probably, but not all of it. And because it's kind of it's not a controlled reentry, there's a lot of factors that determine where it will go and what time it will come down. How much drag from the atmosphere will it have? How much this? How much, you know? So they don't know. Now they're hoping that tomorrow they'll be able to give a little bit better idea because they think it'll be tomorrow that it actually hits ground or water. Could be out in the middle of the ocean.
Hopefully it's water, yeah.
But I would stay alert, to news reports tomorrow because they might eventually, with an hour's notice or so, be able to tell you. First of all, we're not going to be able to count on the Chinese to tell us anything.
Right.
And since it's not our rocket, we don't necessarily have knowledge about, all that. We just have to track it and guess.
Scary stuff, yeah. Oh, man.
Anyway. Dang. And then lastly, this will be very quick because News for Nerds also handles biology. I'm reading about a story of these scientists who discovered a certain worm. This worm lives in sea sponges and things like that below the surface. But what happens is the worm actually branches its body out to go down different little tunnels within these sea sponges. So the same worm can go, I'm going to go down this branch of the tunnel and this one. And so it segments its body. And because of that, the same worm can have hundreds of butts.
Oh, my God.
It has one head and multiple butts.
That's weird.
I don't know why I wanted to share the story, but the pictures are funny.
Oh, my God.
We think we know everything about life on our own planet, but we really don't. We're still learning about multiple butts.
Funny.
What else is trending?
Well, speaking of butts, it's here. It's finally here. Today is National No Pants Day.
Hooray!
Now, legend has it, this day started back in 1980 when a man asked his wife if she could iron his work pants for an important meeting. And while he was while he was concerned about being late to work, so much time had passed, he rushed out the door forgetting to put his pants back on. And he rode the subway pantless.
Oh, stupid.
This is legend, Dom. Legend has it.
Did you like my legend a moment ago?
You got a couple butts, too. Well, no, ever since that day in the 80s, people have embraced this day, and they're telling everyone to walk around with no pants on today for some reason. So there you go. Go for it today. If you tune into the Olympics this summer, right after it's over, there could potentially be a new reality competition show coming out from NBC. It's called The Ultimate Slip and Slide. Hosted by Bobby Monahan from Saturday Night Live and Ron Funches. He's a funny guy. Details are vague, but it sounds like they've created an entire water park of giant slip and slides. And actual slides, I think, is what they're kind of toying around with. I don't know. Details very vague on this. Some of the challenges are called the human bong, body bowling, cornhole, and bocce fall.
And not to be confused with bocce ball.
I'm going to watch it.
Are you?
Yeah, even though I'm on record as saying this slip and slide terrifies me. So dangerous, especially if there's something underneath it and you go for a slide and it slices you from your belly button up to your neck. Got to be careful.
It could disembowel you.
It could slice you right in half. So anyway, that sounds kind of like a goofy show coming.
The Olympics, by the way, begin in 77 days.
77. Would you like to own 6 strands of Kurt Cobain's hair?
Who wouldn't?
This is a weird story. Back in 89, he got a haircut. And it was by a woman who was an early confidant, they say. And apparently she kept some of his hair. And now it's going to go up on the auctioning block. Starting bid, $2,500. The auction closes a week from tomorrow. Post a little picture of it. I mean, it's like, what did I say? 6 strands? It's 6 strands of hair. I mean, it's a little creepy.
Could I get a certificate of authenticity with that?
I would think so. They said there's a picture with her standing next to him holding scissors. So that's pretty darn authentic.
What does that prove?
Not a damn thing, dog.
It could be her damn dog's hairs that she puts in a baggie and sends to me.
Ding, dang thing.
Save your money.
Couple weird things floating around on TikTok today. The new trend is posting before and after photos after you eat. Side photos of how flat your stomach is, and then you eat a big burrito, and then you post what your stomach looks like after a big
everybody
meal.
Everybody can suck
y'all
in
are
and
bored.
Push out.
Y'all are bored. And the second one is putting perfume in your hair and then running one of those hair straighteners through it, and it's supposed to change your hair colors. Now, a lot of people are saying this is very staged. Don't dump perfume in your hair and then put heat to it. It could end badly. Gosh.
I don't know. Darwin Awards. Let's thin the herd a little bit, Jeremy.
Do we need TikTok, Dom? Do we need it? Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a feel-good story today coming out of Boulder. An anonymous person known as the COVID Bandit left another massive tip at a restaurant up there, the Flagstaff House, which is actually where I had my bachelor party up there many, many years ago. But they gave a $4,600 tip for the whole staff to split up there, and the receipt is pretty cool to look at.
Right.
Wrote a little message on it, a little smiley face, so check it out. It'll make you feel good. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.